kita mesra-mesraannya. Kecil-kecilan dulu ya, tumbuh sampai semua mereda. Kan ku kenalkan penampilan hujan di tempat lain, pemandangan bagus di tempat yang jauh, bukan yang di dekat rumah saja. Kita kan tangkap banyak kejadian yang menarik, koleksi suasana asyik, perasaan-perasaan yang baik, cintanya besar-besaran, meski mesranya kecil-kecilan.
Lancarkanlah hariku Kau tahu betapa aku lemah di hadapannya. Kau tahu berapa lama aku mendambanya. Mohon Tuhan, untuk kali ini saja, beri aku kekuatan untuk menatap matanya. Mohon Tuhan, untuk kali ini saja, lancarkanlah hariku, diriku bersamanya, diriku bersama.
Jakarta. Here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today.
Here is the Voice of Indonesia, the World Service of Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta. Welcome back to Muhammad Faisal at the program of Indonesia Today. Well, I would like to accompany you for 6 hours ahead, and it has been started from 12 p.m. up to 6 o'clock p.m. local time Jakarta. Well, lots of information, lots of music, lots of updated information, and even social culture compiled as our feature. Would also like to accompany you for 6 hours ahead. Well, I hope that all of you are fine. Today can not only give you much goodness, but also provide you much happiness. To all of you who are doing your daily activities, I also hope that you are able to push yourself to do about your best, to do your best, and to do your activities very well. Make it as simple as possible. Make it as make it more growth in order to make your life better than before. At least, you know, capacity building must be done by yourself. Yes, building capacity is also important to make your skill or even capabilities much better than before. Day by day or every day, and even every week or every month, you must have target. You must have such goal in order to make your level, your capacity building, your capacity must be higher than before. This must be done only by yourself. Only you yourself that can embody you yourself. Only you yourself that can make your life to change it every day. Make such a new change step by step every day that can make your goal or target be achieved maybe next month or even next 2 months, or maybe in this year, at the end of this year, you will also be able to reach your goal or target. Well, our team has already prepared about our interesting segments that cannot only educate you but even entertain you for today's edition with me, Ahmad Faisal. So now, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned at www.voinews.id because I would like also to accompany you with our next song. The song that we have already set is from Run with title Si Lemah. Enjoy the song.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Come back news, talking this and that.
www.voynews.id. Do you know Muhammad Nasir? Yes, Muhammad Nasir was an Indonesian nationalist and a politician. He's also known for his leadership in the struggle for Indonesia's independence and his advocacy for Islamic values in politics. You know, he has also some wise words, but today I would like to share you one of his phenomenal wise words. He said, to achieve something, you must fight it first. It is like picking a coconut, not just waiting for a durian to fall when it is ripe. You got it? Yes, once again I'd like to convey this. To achieve something, you must fight it first. It is like picking a coconut, not just waiting for a durian to fall when it is ripe. I hope you got it. Yes, it is one of Muhammad Nasir's wise words that we share to you. Well, still we have also another song that would like to entertain you. Now the song that we have already said is from what song, Faisal? Yes, song is from Rizky Febian with title Hargai Cinta. Enjoy the song.
Hargai apa yang kau miliki saat ini, detik ini, perlihatkan semuanya padaku sepenuhnya, jangan ragu, bukan sekedar memilikinya atau sekedar menjalaninya. Buktikanlah kepadaku, sayangku, lakukan itu sekarang. Jangan sampai kau terlambat menjadi sia-sia. Sayangku, lakukan itu sekarang. Jangan sampai kau terlambat menjadi sia-sia. Hatimu, temukanlah, tunjukkanlah, bukan sekedar memilikinya atau sekedar menjalaninya. Buktikanlah kepadaku. Banyak hal yang aku minta,
cukup yakinkan di hatimu aku milikmu. Jaga cinta ini dan pertahankan cinta untukku.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mang attacked the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo, were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the Gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like Gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana. Thank you. according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely mundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bumbung dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bumbung dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa.
Thank you. Today's Music Corner presents a song from an Indonesian popular group, Malik and the Essentials. Malik and the Essentials, which was formed on May 15, 2002, has current members Angga Puradireja on the vocal, Indah on the vocal, Ilman on the keyboards and piano, Jawa on the bass, Lale on the guitar, and Widi on the drums. The Indonesian music group released a song entitled Aduh on November 24, 2023. The song tells about a deep love. Aduh is an Indonesian exclamation word meaning, more or less, wow or OMG. The song, with a duration of about 4 minutes, has romantic lyrics. The beat of the song also matches the lyrics, which makes the groove of the song fun to enjoy anytime. Uniquely, before being released on all streaming platforms in Indonesia, the song first went viral on the social media platform TikTok. From November 10 to the 24th at 8 a.m., there have been more than 35,000 videos using 30 seconds of the song Aduh. Well, let's enjoy the song by Malik and the Essentials, Aduh. So let's check this one out.
Jantungku berdegup tenang, aliran darah mengalir kencang. Isi pikiran halu melayang, harumu bikin mabuk kebayang.
Dari sini aku Suka itu kamu, duniawi juga kamu. Sumpah mati yang ku mau, cuma sama kamu.
Suka itu kamu, dunia ku perlu kamu.
Kita bikin mesra, sampai tubuh panas hati dingin. Aduh.
Bilang-bilang kalau nanti kangen, diam-diam aku pasti kangen.
Mau bilang takut tambah kangen, makin hari makin ingin bilang.
Surga itu kamu,
surga itu kamu,
surga itu kamu,
surga itu kamu,
surga itu kamu. Surga itu kamu, duniawi juga kamu. Sumpah mati yang ku mau, cuma sama kamu.
Surga itu kamu, dunia ku penuh kamu.
Kita bikin mesra, sampai tubuh panas hati dingin. Yang ku mau cuma sama kamu.
Surga itu kamu, dunia ku penuh kamu.
Kita bikin mesra,
kita bikin
sampai
mesra,
tubuh panas hati,
hati dingin.
Mythologies become principle. And religions create the cornerstones of life. It is contained in the arts and crafts, where celestial ceremonies become part of popular culture. Legacies of glorious traditions, where folk tales are regarded as guidebooks to perfection, honed over centuries. Yet possible to experience within a few hours. Experiences you can take home. Here, art preservation is a tourist attraction. History is a living monument. Even shopping is meaningful. See world-famous resorts compete with local means of accommodation. Enjoy natural kindness. Or the excitement of exploring nature with endless stories to tell and never-ending feasts. Never-ending possibilities to get more out of life and journeys. Yogyakarta.
Enjoying a cup of coffee at Coffee Plantation is certainly very special. More special if coffee seeds are directly picked from the tree. Nada Regency in Flores is the main producer of Bajawa coffee seeds. Although the Regency is only a small region, Nada people commit to build their village through the superiority of Flores Bajawa Arabica coffee. When met in the Bajawa Flores Coffee Conquered the World event, which was recently held in Jakarta, Nada Regent Paulo Soliwa expressed his dream to develop coffee plantation in Nada Regency to be an agrotourism. We give examples of tourism in Bolobolo is hill on the clouds. On the slope, there is Flores Arabica coffee plantation. We want to open cafe. Our dream is to make coffee plantation as agro-tourism. How people pick the coffee seeds, it's processed until it becomes coffee that is ready to be brewed and drink at the plantation.
Here is the newsline. Ministry deploys team supplies for Mamuju landslide relief. French aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle docks in West Lombok. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Social Affairs dispatched logistic and disaster preparedness cadet or Tagana team to assist victims of the landslide in Mamuju district, West Sulawesi. According to Minister of Social Affairs Saifullah Yusuf in a statement from his office, his side immediately deployed the Tagana team to the location. They worked together with the local social service to evacuate victims, clean up landslide material, and distribute emergency aid. French aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle docked at Gili Mas Port in West Lombok District, West Nusa Tenggara Province. According to Chief of Staff of the Wira Bakti Military Resort Command, Colonel Wiryawan, after welcoming the battleship in Mataram, the West Lombok District arrival in this foreign flagship serves as its routine visit and historic moment for the NTB, Northwest Nusa Tenggara. Manned by over 1,780 crew members, the Charles de Gaulle measures 262 meters in length, carries a number of aircraft, and is equipped with sophisticated weapons. That's a news line from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.